السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة. فصلوات الله على سيد المرسلين خاتم الأنبياء محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم المعاد. أما بعد، beloved brothers and my elders, it is said that إِذَا أَرَادَ لَكَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا هَيَّأَكَ لَهُ, that whenever Allah wishes something for His servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates means. This is مُسَبِّبُ الْأَسْبَابِ. Naam. We seek. You know, insan, يَبْذُلُ الْأَسْبَابِ. Allah, خَلِقُ الْأَسْبَابِ وَالْمُسَبِّبُ الْأَسْبَابِ. He makes the means. So Allah ta'ala makes a means for that person, and that particular thing will be achieved. And why I'm saying this is, you know, whenever we look at situations, sometimes we have to look deeper. And one will discover that, you know, what we dislike, you'll find that there's khair in it. I'll quote a few words from this kitab, Sayyid al-Khatir. But it's a very lengthy maqala, so I'm going to quote a few. Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi, he says, تَفَكَّرْتُ فِي سَبَبِ مَنْ يَهْتَدِي. نعم. تَفَكَّرْتُ فِي سَبَبِ مَنْ يَهْتَدِي وَانْتِبَاهِ مَنْ يَتَيَقَّضُ مِنْ رُقُودِ نَوْمِهِ. فوجدت الله سبحانه وتعالى السبب الأكبر. Meaning that هو السبب الأكبر. That I was reflecting on سبب من يهتدي, on the reasons why a person finds هداية. وانتباه من يتيقظ. Meaning that person who was asleep, what was the reason for him taking heed and waking up in ruqadi, ghaflatihi, from the ghaflat, the negligence that he was suffering from? What was the reason? What was that awakening call? And he says that I discovered that Allah is the main reason that people find hidayah, and those who were asleep today are awake. And what causes that we are awoken by the incidents at times? The incidents that occur in our lives serve as an awakening call. You know, instead of one sitting and complaining, like I said, that, you know, one should look deeper, that perhaps I was sleeping and this is an awakening call. He says, كَمَا جَرَوْ لِأَصْحَابِ الْكَهْفِ, as it happened with Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, that kulluhum kharaju, they went out of the outskirts of their area, fashtama'u, and they met min ghayri maw'id, without prior arrangements that, you know, we'll meet at a certain time. Without prior arrangement, they met at that particular place. And they all discovered that they had the same figure. What made them leave their area was that they were also reflecting on the creation of Allah. And they all came to a conclusion when they started discussing that لَبُدَّ أَن يَكُونَ لِهَذَا لِهَذَا, they're referring to whatever they were reflecting on, meaning from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that this must have a creator, since everything has a cause. And he explains, he says that وَيَنْقَسِمْ الْمُتَيَقِّذُونَ يَنْقَسِمْ الْمُتَيَقِّذُونَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَتَيَقَّذُ, one who was asleep. Asleep meaning what? كَانَ مُسْتَغْرَقْ فِي الذُّنُوبِ قُنَاهُ مَنْ دُبَيْهُوَ, he was sinking in sins. But then something, you know, rang that alarm. He kind of, you know, came back on track. But he says that he's annawul awal. This is annawul awal min al mutayaqqidin. He says that this person that was awoken, these are the challenges we face. You were sitting in one majma, in one halaqa, and maybe one, you know, wise word from a sheikh, and then you change your life. But after that you go back again to that same mahol, fayuqabiluhu. He says, "An-nafsul mutaqadi bi-shahawat," and you will be met, or you will meet up with this nafs, this nafs that comes with shahawat, with desires. Fayaud ila shar, and he returns to the evil that he used to commit. Thumma yuhtamu lahu bi, aw yuhtamu lahu alayh. Then his khatima, meaning his ending, is on that shar. There's a hadith also, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that innal mar'a la ya'malu bi'amal ahli al-jannah hatta ma yakuna baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira'. Naam. Then fa ya'malu bi'amal ahli an-nar fa yadkhulaha. That the person can spend his life in obedience of Allah until he's so close, an arm's length close to Jannah. Then towards the end, that person commits one evil act, and he's cast in the fire of Jahannam. And the ulama explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disgrace his servant who made so much effort in seeking Allah and spend his time in the obedience of Allah. And he made an example of a computer, that it is like you buy a new computer. A computer, meaning the exterior of that computer, was delightful. It delighted you. It is so beautiful, that you're not aware of the fault that is within. And all the time, you know, you were subjecting it to minor applications, this computer. So now you thought that it's functioning well. Until one day you subject it to rigorous applications. That's when it crashes. That's when you realize that it had the fault from the time I bought it from the factory. So at times a person is filled with shahawat, is filled with shubahat, desires that he's not dealing with. Yadoru fi halqa. He's in a cycle. He's in a cycle, yadur fi halqa. He has a certain kind of sin that he commits in secret alone. Years and years passed. Years and years went, and he never dealt with it. Yadur fi halqa. He was in that cycle. Yusbih fil ma'asi, wa yumsih fil ma'asi. In the morning, in the same ma'asiyah. Evening, same ma'asiyah. It's only him and Allah who knows. In front of people, yatadhahar ka'annahu salih. It is as if he's a very righteous person. So now he has that fault that he never dealt with. فَيُذِلُّهُ اللَّهُ. Then Allah disgraces him by getting him to commit That great evil that will lead him. And you know, there are other stories now we would have related. So this is what returns that person. Ya'udu ila shar. He goes back to his shar. He goes back to his evil because of that. He says, Subhanallah. Annaw thani, the second type of mutayaqidin. He says that, فَمِنْهُمْ مُنْذُ مَا يَقَضُوا مَا نَامُوا. He says that the second type of mutayaqidin is that since they woke up, since he got that message, since he woke up, he never slept again. Naam? Fudayl ibn Iyad, if you heard of his story, naam, he was one of the Qutta' al-Tariq, was one of the gangsters. And he says that, you know, kana yuhibbu jariya. There was one young girl he used to love dearly. Naam. He never approached her, never made any advances. But he would go and, you know, sit on one angle, you know, watch her from a certain angle. So one day when he went to visit that house, he heard somebody reading this ayah from Surah Al-Hadid. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That hasn't that time come. Naam? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the believers, that they should submit their hearts and تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. He said that when he heard that, he said, أَنَا يَا رَبِّي. He said, this is the time. I don't have to wait till next year. Let me sort out so and so. He said, أَنَا يَا رَبِّي. He changed his life. So مُنْذُ مَا يَقَضُوا مَا نَامُوا. After they woke up, they never slept. مُنْذُ سَلَكُوا مَا وَقَفُوا. And since they took the path, they never paused. These are the mutayaqidin. He says that fa'alam anna sabila ila Allah la yuqta' bisuyuf. He says, know that the path towards Allah, the impediments or the obstacles, naam, things that will prevent you from reaching your Allah, la yuqta' bisuyuf. You won't get highway robbers, armed robbers. He says, إِنَّمَا يُقْطَعُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. He says, it is the shahwat, the desires, that are like the قُطَعُ tariq. They are like the highway robbers. Either impede you or prevent you from reaching your Allah in a state that will please Allah. يُقْطَعُ بِالطَّرِيق. What do we understand from this, my brothers and elders? إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. The end of your pursuit in life is diverse. Now? It's diverse. We make a very big mistake in life. You find that a person makes so much effort in this dunya until he becomes, you know, in Arabic they call it قابلية. In Urdu, قابليات بكتے ہیں. Qabiliyat, until he becomes competent, excels in whatever field of endeavor. If he's an engineer, he will excel in that. Hatta jama' al-amwal. Until he has accumulated so much wealth. But now that was his only focus, he became competent in a worldly sense. He forgot something that is supposed to be qabiliyat. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَةِ فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَةِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَةِ فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَةِ. So the end of your pursuit is diverse in that sense, based on your effort. Where have you focused your effort? You know, I think I've mentioned it to some of the brothers that one man went to his sheikh and he said that, you know what, خُلِّطَ عَلَيَّ الْأَمْرِ. I'm getting very confused. You'll hear some people who say that, you know what, renounce dunya. And you'll hear some of them who say, you know, I would hear that also in the township. Hey, but no, we must get this dunya. You know, the dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. It means that we can earn from this dunya. The sheikh said, ha, dunya se kamao jitna chahi. Kamao dunya se, earn as much as you want. Lekin, heart me rakho or dil me Allah rakho. That earn as much as you want, keep it in your hand.
Don't ever keep it in your heart. In your heart, keep Allah in your heart. This is qubuliyya, acceptance. So two differences. This is what we are going to deal with today. Qabiliyat and qubuliyya. Now, I've explained why some people are not, after sleeping, they don't wake up anymore. Or some of them will wake up and return to the sleep. And some of them, منذ سلكوا ما وقفوا, they never stopped. Now, I forgot to mention that. He says that, فَهَمُّهُمْ سُعُودٌ وَتَرَقِّنْ. He said they are so determined that in their life they want to attain excellence. Eh? سُعُودٌ, سُعُود is ascension, meaning that there's progress in their life. وَتَرَقِّنْ. They only want to progress in a spiritual sense. You know, if you look at Fir'aun, Fir'aun was competent in the worldly sense. Now, he was competent in the worldly sense. Alaysa li mulku Misr? Alaysa li mulku Misr? Don't I have the dominion of Misr? Look at this, my brothers and elders. I'll keep on saying these words. Qabiliyat and Qubuliyat. Now, till today, the government of Egypt is still making money from the remnants of, you know, the Pharaonic nam achievements, we can say. But wa alayhi wizruhu. Bojh uske upar hai. Kyu? The weight is on him. The burden is on him. Li'annahu bagha fil ard. He exalted himself on earth. And the ulama explained that he was a great believer in what, you know, maddiyat, materialism. You know, ulama farmate hai ki ye maddiyat ek falsafa hai. It's a philosophy. It's an aqidah. It's a belief. La tastati'u an tajma baina hadain. You cannot be materialistic and spiritual at the same time. Ye na mumkin hai. Because, you know, Mawlana Sulaiman Choksi Saba Ustad mentioned that, you know, bis qism, you know, muhakkikin discovered bis qism ki nasha. Naam? Bis qism ki nasha, 20 types of intoxications, of intoxicants. Yeah? Unme se kursi ki nasha. I saw one man saying that, you know, ash-shayateen nawaan. Ash-shayateen nawaan. Naam? Shayateen al-jinni yakhofuna ayat al-kursi. وشياطين الإنس يخافون فقدان الكرسي. This the shayateen from the jinn fear ayatul kursi, and the shayateen from the human beings, they fear what? Fuqdan al kursi, losing their positions. Isliye ki nasha hoti hai. So it is impossible to be materialistic because it has its own nasha. It has its that element of intoxication in it. Hence, Fir'aun would say things like this. Kya keh rahe ho tum? Eh? Musa, you, humne tumko pala hai. Today this is what you're doing with us. Eh? You know, this is what you're doing with us. Ye billi humko keh rahe hai, meow meow. You know, Urdu kehte, billi humko keh rahe hai, meow meow. Wa tilka ni'matun. Eh? Tamunnuha alayya an abbatta bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam told him that, you know, what is it, ihsan jitlara yumirisat. Tilka ni'matun tamunnuha alayya an abatta bani Israel. So this has its kind of nasha. So Fir'aun, when he left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, kam tarku min jannat. How many of gardens they have left? How many of treasures they have left? Plantations they have left? Nam, statuses they have left? فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ. That the skies, they were not so important. Didn't know how many tired. That the skies must mourn them now. Not even one drop from the sky. In mourning Fir'aun. وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْدُرِينَ. No istiqbal of them, you know. There was no istiqbal. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Qubuliyat let. Qarun, same thing. He excelled in a worldly sense. Now, in the tafsir, it is mentioned that the keys to his treasures. Now, in Tafsir al-Tabari, they say the keys to his treasures, it would require 70 jamalan, 70 camels. Meaning that there were boxes that would carry the keys also to his treasures. 70 camel. What is it? Again, that ma tanu'u bil usbati la tanu'u bil usbati ulil quwwah. Now, his guns, his kunuz, his treasures required strong men. The sons of Yusuf alayhi salam, what did he say? Al-usba, it means that, you know, shadidul quwwah. Not just strong, but, you know, extremely strong. Inna abana la fi dhalalin mubin. What does he say? Idh qalu la yusufu wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usba. He's an old man, he should be depending on us, we are strong. It needed strong men to carry his treasure. People would remind him, some of them would wish, innahu ladhu hadhin azim, that this man is such a fortunate man, qabiliyat. He was competent in a worldly sense, but there was no qabuliyah. Now, those of iman reminded him, ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Be good. Achieve excellence. The way Allah was so good to you. Wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Yes, do not forget your portion or your role in, on earth, but ahsin. And this is what we should, you know, we should work on achieving. If you look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, he made dua that Allahumma ayyid al-Islam bi ahd al-Umarayn. Naam, Amr ibn al-Hisham and Umar ibn al-Khattab. That, oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. One of them was Amr ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl. And the other one was, because both of them were competent in a worldly sense. But one of them, they didn't have that salahiyya, andaruni salahiyya joena. He didn't have that inner righteousness, Abu Jahl. And they used to call him Abu al-Hakam. He was so wise. The ulama say, if your wisdom, your expertise and all that does not lead you to the existence of Allah, it is not wisdom at all. Hence he was called Abu Jahl. He was the father of ignorance. Now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now, he found the nur and he was also carrying the lantern, navigating. He was showing people the path. Now, you know, just a few, when his time, in fact, had come close, you know, they can sense it, ibadullah, they can sense this. He spoke to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he asked him about the fitan and all that. And you know, it's very, I'm cutting it short. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, related to him about other fitan, you know, the fitnas that will occur. He said, no, I don't want that one. He tell me about the greatest fitna. He says that there is a door between Nam the Ummah and fitna. And that door will be broken. Hazrat Umar understood that I am that door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted from him. This is what, my brothers and elders, that we should work for, that Allah must accept us. We may build masajid, mashallah, madaris. We may have, you know, whatever degrees we may have, idna yana jitna mal, that is qabiliyat. Qabiliyat innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from what? The servants that, you know, the word taqwa means consciousness. When you are conscious, it means what? As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked one sahabi, he said, explain to me what is taqwa. He said, have you ever seen yourself walking on a thorny land? What do you do? He said, I walk carefully and I lift my garment. He says, ha, yeh hai taqwa. This is taqwa. Ihtiyat ke saath hamari zindagi guzarne chahiye. Everything, in every aspect of our life, we must be conscious. Inna ma yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. And we must strive, fadul jodan, until you become excellent. You know why? I spoke about the word sa'i. Nam? The word sa'i, that effort you will make, it will be said on you on the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Your effort to achieve and to obtain excellence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. Make us both competent and our amal be accepted. Bohut aham hai.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.